Hello, hello, and welcome to the weekly energy update for the week of March 17th, 2024. I'm Renee Spears, a spirit guide channeler and spiritual mentor, and I'm coming to you from sunny and beautiful Bozeman, Montana. Every Sunday, I share the energy for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So change is in the air this week as the sun leaves dreamy Pisces and moves into the fiery sign of Aries. Tuesday, March 19th is the start of Aries season and the astrological new year, and it's also the equinox. In the northern hemisphere, it's the start of spring and a time of rebirth and renewal, and when creativity is at its highest. In the southern hemisphere, the equinox is the start of autumn, a time to release and let go of the old to prepare for winter. So since the podcast is listened to in 91 countries now, I figured I should start talking about both hemispheres. But no matter where you live, the equinox is an important spiritual and astrological event that we can use to tap into the wisdom and energy of Mother Earth and the universe. On the equinox, the hours of light and dark are equal, and I love the symbolism of the equinox. It's all about balance. It's one of the 2 days a year when the planet is in balance, and it's much easier to find balance in our lives that day. When we're in balance, we lead more fulfilling, healthier, and happier lives. So take a minute on the equinox to think about where you may be out of balance. We're starting a big new chapter here, and we want to start off in balance. So even if you feel pretty balanced, the universe loves symbology. So do something to honor balance. Do some yoga poses that require balance. If you're a yoga instructor, this would be a great day to offer a class all about balance. Stand on one foot while you're brushing your teeth or washing the dishes. Balance your checkbook. I do think I might be the only one that still uses a checkbook, though. The spring equinox marks the triumph of light over darkness. This is a time of joy, and it's celebrated all over the world with Easter, Passover, Holi, which is a Hindu festival, and Astara, a pagan holiday. So all of these involve some type of meditation, prayer, or rituals, all of them aimed at tapping into the energy for growth and enlightenment. It's a powerful time of spiritual awakening and transformation, a time of reflection, introspection, setting intentions, and aligning ourselves with the energy of renewal and growth. On the equinox, the energy grid of the planet moves into harmony and a higher vibe. With the energy grid alive and awakened, we can replenish our energy. And we need to do that right now. This time with eclipses coming up and the other stuff happening this spring is no joke. I recorded the Spring Astrology podcast yesterday with the astrologer Deborah Norton, and I'll release that podcast tomorrow and Monday. But she talks about this spring being like we're in a rocket ship being launched. The launching happens with the solar eclipse on April 8th. So right now we're warming up our jets. We're double checking everything on the rocket and figuring out the coordinates of where we're going. This spring, our lives take off and everything changes. Along with the powerful equinox energy, we also celebrate the start of the astrological year with the start of Aries season, which is the first sign of the zodiac. We're beginning a new journey, a new trip around the sun, where we get to experience the energies and the vibration of each of the 12 zodiac signs all over again. Aries energy is bold, it's passionate, and it's motivated. It's exciting and it energizes us. Mars, a planet of action, energy, and sex, rules Aries. So we can use this energy to jumpstart something new or start over. We have momentum behind us right now. So if you've been feeling a little antsy or impatient or unsettled lately, it's because there is a lot of fresh start energy swirling around. And it amps up even more this week with the equinox and Aries season. So we're more than ready to get moving. We're motivated to birth new things into the world and reinvent ourselves. And we're still revving up. We're like those little cars that you wind up, wind up, wind up, and then let them go and they take off like a rocket. Right now, we're being wound up. And you can feel the change in the air. There's a sense of excitement and anticipation. That's because the energies are heightened by the upcoming lunar eclipse on March 25th. Although this eclipse is a week away, we can feel the energy building towards the eclipse. Eclipses bring high intensity, transformative energy that can rattle and transform our lives. So with the eclipses on the horizon, we want to use the energies of the equinox to set intentions for what we want. There's a powerhouse of energy available to us right now. This energy is a gift, but it's up to us to use it. There's enough optimism and possibility this month to make any change possible. So how would you like to start over? We can all use a refresh with something. So this is a great time to change your routine, start some healthy habits. It's a perfect time for a juice cleanse, to smudge your home and get all the stale energy out of it, and to allow new ideas and new perspectives to come in. This is a wonderful time to hit the reset button. The universe is on our side right now. As Aries season begins, there are several planets that are still moving through Pisces, including Mars, Aries' ruler. That makes the energy of this particular Aries season a little less fiery and more geared toward healing and spirituality. So yes, we're refreshing the human stuff, our homes, our bodies, but this is also a time when we refresh our spirituality and incorporate our spiritual connection more into our lives. So get ready for some big changes this spring. This is intense, focused energy. Over the next 3 weeks, we have the equinox, the fiery fresh start energy of Aries season, the lunar eclipse on the 25th, and then the total solar eclipse on April 8th. And then, of course, to add to this energy, Mercury goes retrograde right in the middle of eclipses. So this equinox is a power day, when we can set intentions for the rest of the year and the next chapter of our lives. There are no limits to what we can manifest right now. Remember that this energy is a gift, but it's up to us to use it. So if you're looking to be more connected to the universe, your higher self, and your spiritual gifts, my Spiritual Women's Wisdom Circle starts on the 27th. We'll practice strengthening our intuition, learn how to channel and communicate with spirit guides, explore oracle cards and the pendulum. We'll have a guest teach us about the meaning of dreams, and she'll interpret our dreams. And then the last meeting just happens to fall on the summer solstice, which we will celebrate with a ceremony. So I would love to have you join me. There's a link in the show notes to learn more and register, or you can go to my website, abundology.com. Also, tomorrow I'll release the Spring Astrology Forecast podcast with Deborah Norton. And on Tuesday, I'll release the Equinox Spiritual Practice on YouTube, which is always pay what you want. So this is a very important month for us. Lots and lots of big changes. Yeah, it's intense, very intense, but it's also wonderful. So allow yourself to go all in on you, on your life. This is the time to go for it. Allow yourself to be your highest version. The energy of the universe is on our side right now, so let's use it to rocket into the next chapter. And that is it for the week. I am releasing the podcast a little early today so I can watch our family friend, McKenna Morley, who's from Bozeman and one of the best runners in the country, compete in the LA Marathon. So use this fiery energy, McKenna, for a personal best and to kick some ass. So as always, thank you for listening and passing this podcast on to a friend. Get ready for your life to take off this month. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Enjoy St. Patrick's Day. And next week, we'll talk all about the lunar eclipse.